I asked a 10-year-old friend of mine once, I said, what makes a good story? And she said, the best stories are the ones with the most problems. Margaret Osborne, 611 Deep Dean Road. Well, I don't have a word count goal. I write until my eyes are crossed. 5 mobiles hung from the lost railing. 28 yellowed snowflakes, each the size of a giant cookie, cascaded at odd angles just above our heads. I have a small net book that I can lie down with the net book on my stomach and not look at the screen and type like crazy. And I find that very freeing, not looking at the monitor.
You just listen to the sound of the keys, I guess.
I just listen to the words in my head and go with it because I can type pretty fast. Iris laughed, not that mindless shrill that trips from the tip of girls' vocal cords, but a bird song that resonated from the groundswell of her being. You know, I try to write a scene, might just write one scene a day or something until the story is complete. And then I go through with a pair of tweezers and look at every single word to make sure that all the words conform to the same color palette.
We're suspended, draped and bound in broken, twisted wires and strings. When our breathing grows quiet, I help her down. Broken snowflakes and the harsh skin of dragon parts pierce our feet.